And I've just started the recording, and welcome everybody again to week number three of our Exploring Core Applications on the BrailleSense 6 and BrailleSense Polaris from Sight and Sound Technology. My name is Stuart Lawler. I work at Sight and Sound Technology based here in Dublin, but I support a lot of the UK activity for the company as well. In the last 2 weeks, we've explored the BrailleSense 6 and BrailleSense Polaris file manager and the email application. Tonight, we're exploring the word processor. And next week, for our final week, we're looking at the Daisy player. And I am hoping that Jenny Axler from HIMSS is going to join us for that session. So that will be next week for the last session at 8 p.m. I'm just bringing another person in from the waiting room, so please bear with me for just a sec. So tonight, as I say, we're talking about the BrailleSense word processor. I think before we start talking about the word processor, I should maybe give some context and I suppose maybe work out or have us all thinking about the functionality of the word processor in the context of a note taker. I would have always said, and I still say, very firmly, I think, that the word processor on a device like this should be used to do your, for want of a better word, rough work, but not to hand in the final piece. So you will find, as you explore the word processor, that there are some things it can't do. For example, it can't deal with documents that have tables. It can't, for example, if there is a command in the word processor to allow you to center text, but you have no way of verifying afterwards whether that text has been centered if you forget that you entered the center command. So there are some things the word processor will do very well. There are some things that definitely it is going to be more efficient for you to bring to Microsoft Word or Google Docs or something else. And of course, the great thing about this is that the BrailleSense word processor will save in a format that other word processors can take in. So do your rough work in the word processor and tidy it up somewhere else. And this is interesting because when we talk to schools, when kids are starting to use this technology when they're younger, they're doing everything in the BrailleSense word processor as they would. But as they get a little older and they're being exposed to computers, it is very important, I think, that people have more than one tool in the toolbox. And we start explaining to people how they can use the word processor for some elements of the preparation of a document and that they can then, continue that on a mainstream word processor, let's say. So just bear that in mind as we go through the functionality of the word processor tonight. I'm going to focus a lot on manipulating documents. So opening, saving, using more than one document at a time, finding and replacing, creating bookmarks, and using the spell check. And I think if we get through all that, we'll do fine. Now, we don't have any colleagues from Sight and Sound with us tonight. I am going to suggest if you have a question during the session that pops into your head, if you don't mind sticking it in chat, it's a really good idea. That's Alt and H. But if you don't want to do that and you want to keep it till the end, that's equally fine. What I will do at the end of the presentation bit is I will unmute or at least switch on the ability for people to unmute themselves in Zoom. So if you want to just come in with a question at that point, you're welcome to do so. We have a small group tonight, so I think that's going to be very manageable. Okay, with all that out of the way, let me just connect my device and share my screen, and we will get going with the word processor. Just bear with me one moment. Just having ever so slight technical issues here, so just bear with us one sec. Okay, I'm going to share my screen. And for those who may be able to see or watching the video later on,
File Manager.
You'll be able to see the output of the Braille Sense. And for everybody else, hopefully you can hear it okay. If you can't hear it or you're unable to hear, understand it properly, please do stick something in the chat or raise your hand if you want, and I'll get to know. So here we are at the main menu.
File Manager.
At the first option in the main menu, which is File Manager, and I'm going to open the word processor. Before I do that, though, I want to make a couple of distinctions between two very similar applications on the Braille Sense 6 and Braille Sense Polaris, and that's the word processor and the notepad. And why? What are they used for, and why are they almost identical? The notepad, well, the first difference is the word processor is used for printing, so for sending text to a printer, and the notepad is used to send text to an embosser. They can both open docx files and doc files, but the notepad only saves in TXT files, or TXT format, and or BRL format. The word processor will open PowerPoint files, slideshows, and the notepad will open PDF files. So they do slightly different things. Also, the notepad generally will manipulate large files faster. You can edit them and flick through them faster, but you won't have all the formatting capabilities that you'll have in the word processor. So experiment with these things if you want. Have a play with both applications and see how they meet your needs. So let's go to the word processor. Apologies, my audio has disconnected, so I'm just going to fix that again.
Navigate up, press enter to activate.
So let's go to our word processor.
File Manager, word processor.
And press enter.
Top of document.
And the very first thing that happens is you're presented with a new blank document. You're at the top of the document. So right away, we could start typing here.
Hello. This is a test period.
As I'm doing right now. And if I wanted to save this document, I have a couple of options. I can go to my menu bar by pressing F2, as we've done in previous weeks.
File pull down menu.
And here's the menu bar. There's the file menu. And I will explore a lot of options in these menus as we go along. But let's press enter on the file menu.
New dialog. Item.
And I'll scroll down.
Open recent file list dialog backspace. Open documents dialog backspace. Enter home. Save dialog. Enter S menu item.
There's the save option, and the shortcut key is enter and S.
Save as dialog space S menu item.
Or the shortcut to do save as is space and S. So obviously, if you press save for the first time, you're essentially brought into the save as dialog. And after that, you can keep pressing save and you won't be prompted for a file name. That's pretty basic, and most people probably know that. I'm going to exit out of that menu.
File pull down menu.
And I'm going to go back to my document. And I'm not going to keep this little piece of text that I wrote because I want to open a previously saved document and talk a bit about navigating documents. So let me press enter and O.
Open file dialog. File name. Edit combo box.
This is the standard Braille Sense open file dialog box. So you know that you can either type a file name in here or you can obviously browse, which is what most people would want to do by pressing space and B.
Policy docs folder 1-3 list item.
We're back in my documents folder where the Braille Sense looks by default. So we're in policy docs, which is the folder for this. And I'm going to open that document. I'm just bringing somebody in from the waiting room. Apologies. Apologies for that. We were just bringing somebody in from the waiting room. So I can press enter here.
Draft employee supervision and support policy dot docs 1-6 list
and
item.
Here's a list of files that are in my policy docs folder. And the first one says draft employee supervision policy. And I can scroll down.
Driving at work, equal opportunities doc, health and safety doc 4. Draft employee supervision and support.
I could also use first nav if I wanted to as well. So I'm going to press enter just to open this document.
No name dot doc save. Yes prompt button.
Because I made some changes to the previous blank document, it asked me, do I want to save it? But interestingly, even if I did nothing, it asks me, do I want to save the blank document? So we have alerted HIMSS to that, and I think that will be rectified in a future update. So I'll just say no to this.
No prompt
and we'll
button.
Press enter.
Loading. Draft employee supervision and support policy dot docs open.
Okay, so this document is open. Now, we also could have opened documents by using the file manager, of course, as we did 2 weeks ago. We could have browsed to any of our storage and opened the file from there. So there are a couple of ways in which you can open a document. I'm at the top of my document, but actually,
top of document employee.
The word processor will always bring you to the point where you were last reading. So if you've closed a file and then come back to it the next day, you will be at the point where you were last reading. So from here, I can simply scroll with my arrow keys.
Policy. Blank. Introduction. Blank. At Sight and Sound Technology.
Or I can press a shortcut key, which is Enter and G, to read the entire text from the cursor to the end. Or I can press space with dots 1, 4, 5, and 6 to read the current sentence.
At Sight and Sound Technology, employee work performance and practice are managed through the employee supervision and support process.
I could press space with dot 5 and 6 to read a paragraph at a time.
Employee supervision and support is a process to assist
or
employees.
Space with dot 2 and 3 to read the previous paragraph.
At Sight and Sound Technology, employee work.
Obviously, I can also scroll with my panning keys, and I could program the panning keys to scroll in different increments. So, for example, sentence forward or sentence back, or paragraph forward and paragraph back. So that's some basic navigation that you may want to be aware of. Obviously, of course, as well, you can also use your cursor routing keys above your Braille display to jump the cursor to a particular point in your document. Bear with me one moment whilst I admit somebody else from the waiting room. Okay, so at this point, as I say, we're navigating around the document. Space with dots 1, 2, and 3 will always jump you to the top. It's the equivalent of pressing Control and Home.
Top of document employee.
And space with dots 4, 5, and 6 will bring you to the bottom of the document.
End of document.
So let's look
at document employee.
Let's do something else here now. I have this document open. I want to open a second document that I want to use. And I want to be able to read both and kind of flick between both and maybe make some edits as I go along. So I'm going to press Enter and O.
Open file dialog.
Back in my open file, I'm going to press space.
Edit combo box.
Space with B.
Draft employee supervision. Mobile phone policy doc. Professional boundaries policy side of.
I'm going to open this document, professional boundaries. So I'm going to press Enter.
Loading. Professional boundaries policy side
of. And I need to open one more document. So I'm going to press again Enter and O.
Open file
space
dialog.
With B.
File draft employee equal opportunities. Doc, driving
and
at
I want
work
to open
policy.
The policy on driving at work. So I'm going to press enter.
Loading. Driving at work policy 25,042,000.
So we've now opened our third document focused on the driving at work policy, which is the most recent document we opened. But we can switch between these documents without having to close and open one at a time. Now, I do need to tell you there's a little bit of stuff going on here in the background because the device is actually loading and resaving the documents every time we do it. So on the BrailleSense Polaris in particular, for big Word documents, some users may find this to be a little inconvenient. And I'll talk about some strategies for getting around it in a sec. But just let me show you what happens. If I press the Tab key, which is space with dot 4 and 5.
Loading. Draft employee supervision and support policy.
We're now in
dot
the
dot
first document we opened, which is the draft employee supervision policy. If I press space with dot 4 and 5 again.
Loading. Professional boundaries policy side and sound technology.
Boundaries, and if I do it again.
Loading. Driving at work policy 25.
Now, you can have six of those open at a time. And obviously, you might say, well, if I'm on number five and I want to get back to three, I don't have to tab all the way around. You can do shift and tab, of course, which is space with B if you prefer.
Loading. Professional boundaries.
Now, there's another way to view these files if you prefer not to do the tab command. And that's to press the menu key to go back into file.
File pull down
and press
menu.
Enter.
New dialog, enter
and
scroll menu
down.
Item. Open recent file list dialog back, open documents dialog backspace,
open
enter O menu
documents.
Item.
And the shortcut key you've heard is backspace, enter, and O. So if we press enter here,
open documents dialog. Draft employee supervision and support policy. Docs path of flash disk documents policy. Docs draft employee supervision and support policy. Docs 1-3 list
okay,
item.
It's very verbose. There's three documents open. D for draft, D for driving. There's one called professional boundaries that I want, so I'll press P.
Professional boundaries policy side
enter.
And sound. Loading.
So it's just another way of switching. If you had a lot of files open and you didn't want to have to shift and tab around, or you wanted to just get a glimpse of what documents are open currently on the device. Now, I mentioned a minute ago that that is going to be a little inconvenient for especially Polaris users where the performance of the device is not as fast as the BrailleSense 6, which is what we're using today. And large Word documents do take time to load. So the workaround, there's two workarounds actually. You can open a document in the notepad. So you could actually do, you could have three documents open at once. You could have one open in the word processor, one open in the notepad, and one open in what's called the document reader. So let's just go through that process now as though we were doing this, and we'll see how quickly it is to switch. So I'm going to press space with Z to close the word processor. We'll shut everything down.
Word processor.
And then we'll open the word processor again.
Top of document.
We'll press enter and O.
Open file dialog.
We'll press space.
File
with
name.
B.
Policy docs folder.
We'll enter
one,
on the policy docs folder.
Draft employee.
And we'll open the draft employee supervision policy here.
No name dot doc save. Yes prompt. No prompt.
I don't want
button.
To save the no name dot docx. It's an empty file.
Loading. Draft employee
okay. So now I've got the draft employee supervision policy open in the word processor. I'm now going to go away from the word processor for a moment. So I'm going to go back to my main menu.
File manager.
And I'm going to go down to my notepad.
Word notepad.
I'm going to press enter.
Top of document.
It's the very same feel as the word processor. I'm going to press enter and O.
Open file dialog.
I'm going to press space B.
File name. Edit policy docs folder 1-3 list
I'm
item.
I'm press enter on policy docs. And what
draft
was the one we opened? Driving.
Driving at work. Policy
so we'll
25.
That one.
Loading. Driving at work. Policy 25,042,000.
That's our second document open. Now I'm going to go back to the file to the main menu.
File manager.
And I need to go to the document reader. The document reader is in a folder called books from the main menu. Shortcut key for the books folder is the letter K.
Daisy player, document reader.
Now, the document reader, just for people who may not know, this was one that was in the old U2. And the interesting story about the document reader was it wasn't on the Polaris for a long time. And last year, I was visiting a school, and the teacher said they would love a way to have the kids open books without being able to tamper with them, you know, inadvertently hit the space or hit enter and you break something. And the suggestion was made to bring back the document reader, and HIMSS are very proactive and did that. So I'm going to press enter on document reader.
Open file dialog. Policy docs folder 1-3
and
three
if you
list.
Can see in the document reader, you go straight into the open file dialog because there is nothing to create. You can't create anything in the document reader. It is purely for reading documents. I'm going to press enter on policy docs.
Draft
and I'm going to press P for professional boundaries, I think it was called.
Professional boundaries
and
policy.
I'm going to press enter.
Loading. Professional boundaries policy site and sound technology July 2019 doc open.
Okay. So now there's three documents open in three different places. So what do you do at this point? Well, I'm in professional boundaries, which is a read-only document. The other two in the word processor and notepad are writable documents. So if I press F1 and F4 to open my task list.
Task name, document reader 4-4 list item.
I'm in the document reader.
Task name, notepad 3-4 list item.
There's my notepad. That will have my driving at work policy. So let's press enter. And I have driving at work.
Driving at work policy.
And I'll press F1 and F4 again.
Task name, notepad 3-4 list item.
And I'll scroll up to word processor.
Task name, word processor 2-4 list item.
Enter.
Employee supervision and support.
And we're back to employee supervision. So this is potentially quicker. Certainly for Polaris users, this is going to be a quicker way to do this if you need to work with multiple documents. I don't recommend the word processor for that because I think it is going to be quite memory intensive. And it's also going to be potentially useful for situations where somebody is doing an exam and needs to read a script. So you'd put that in the document reader where nothing can happen to it. And then you write away, you could have your notepad for your rough work to be sketching things out, and then your word processor where you're answering questions. So that's how we've supported some schools to use this stuff. I'm going to close the document reader and the notepad now. I just wanted to show you how those things work.
Task name, word, task name, notepad 3-4, close, space D, close, space D. Button, task name, document reader 3-3 list ID, close,
reader.
Space, close, space D, task name, word processor 2, employee supervision and support.
Okay. So let me show you a few things that are in the file menu. We're not going to go into all these things tonight. I'm just going to reference things for you and show you where they are. Needless to say, if there are questions, bring them up at the end, or if you think of something later, or you're watching or listening back to this session later on, do get in touch with us at Sight and Sound. We're always very happy to help. So let's go to the menu bar. And what I'm going to do for the next couple of minutes is just explore the menu bar, show you some commands, where they can be found, and then just show you one or two more features. Let's press F2.
File pull down menu.
And let's press the enter key to get into the file menu.
New dialogue. Enter and menu item.
This is the new dialog. This will allow you to create a new document in the word processor whilst keeping the other document open.
Open dialog, enter all menu item.
There's the open dialog. We know what that does.
Recent file list dialog backspace, enter H menu item.
Recent file list is very like the old recent documents that you used to be finding things like Word 2003, where you would just go in and see all I can't remember how many it keeps in its memory, possibly 8 or so recent documents that you had opened. It's a useful way to just look at what you have.
Open documents, dialog, backspace, enter all menu item.
Well, we've seen that one already. That's the open documents dialog to allow you to quickly flick between multiple documents that you have open in the word processor.
Save dialog, enter S menu item.
There's the save dialog. We've seen that one.
Save as dialog, space, S menu item.
And we've seen that one.
Export dialog, backspace, enter X menu item.
The export dialog can be potentially useful. It will create a BRL copy of the open file. So you can export a docx to BRL, or you could even export a PowerPoint file to BRL. It's worth noting that if you open a PowerPoint file and make changes to it, you can't save it back as a PowerPoint file, but you could copy all the text, create a new blank document and save as a docx or export it to BRL. So the reading and support, I suppose, of PowerPoint documents is really handy in this context.
Print dialog, space, P menu item.
This is the print dialog. This will send the output or the text to a printer, either connected locally or configured wirelessly or on your network in the Android system settings. So you need to do that within the Android settings to configure your printer. And every printer behaves a little differently. And what you would need to do is get the relevant Android app or driver for your printer of choice. Again, if you have questions about that, do give us a shout.
Settings dialog, enter e-menu item.
This is the settings dialog. And there's lots of stuff in here about things like show formatting characters, which are a bit like the old reveal codes, I suppose, things like line breaks, for example. And there's also a setting here to enable math mode. So for our friends in the US, there'd be Nemeth mode, and in this end of the world, it would be UEB. So again, you can switch into math mode and type in mathematical expressions or symbols into the word processor in UEB Math.
File open settings dialog menu item.
This is the file open settings dialog. This allows you to configure how documents are open. The two choices essentially, and there's a few other things then that can be set. But essentially what you do in here is you configure, does the whole document open or does the BrailleSense open the document in the background as you read? In other words, open the first page, present it to you, and then you scroll along and essentially you don't know that the stuff is opening in the background. I have never switched it to open the whole document because by default it's open document immediately and be opening in the background. Again, certainly for the Polaris, that's going to be a setting you want to keep in its default state. Maybe for the BrailleSense 6, you may find that that's not the case, but I it's not something I have played with a whole lot.
Dictionary dialog backspace, enter D menu item.
And this is the dictionary menu, or rather option. And if you press enter here, it opens the sense dictionary. And if you have your cursor on a word, it will automatically enter that word into the sense dictionary and you'll get a definition of that word. So it can be a handy way to go to the dictionary directly from the word processor.
Exit space E menu item.
And there's the exit command. So that's our file menu. I'm going to close out of that.
File pull down menu.
And I do see we have a raised hand, so I will come to the raised hands in a couple of minutes.
Edit pull down menu.
I'm going to press enter on edit.
Start selection, enter B menu item.
This is the option to start selection. So if you want to select a block, I always think enter B is a good command, an easy one to remember because it's block. You're creating a block to select a block of text. You start with enter B, you bring your cursor to the end of where you want your selection to be, and then you do your copy or paste or cut. I think we would have mentioned that in relation to selecting files on week number one for those who are with us on week one. If I scroll down to the next option,
copy enter C menu item.
There's the copy command. It's the very same as what we saw in the file manager. And all these commands and these menu structure would also be available to you in the notepad.
Cut enter X menu item.
That's the cut menu.
Paste enter V menu item.
Command, rather, the paste command enter V.
Delete space D menu item.
There's the delete menu, so you can delete a block of text that you had selected, for example, or you could hit the backspace key there too.
Delete blank lines backspace E menu item.
So delete blank lines is a potentially handy one. So if you select a block of text that has blank lines in the selection, it will delete the blank lines but not the text. So again, for documents that you receive that have lots of fancy formatting and you just want to take it out and read the thing, and for reading on Braille displays, that can be very frustrating. This could definitely be a handy one.
Add to clipboard, enter P menu item.
This adds the current selection to the clipboard and without replacing the selection that's previously on the clipboard, which would be the default, of course.
Clear clipboard, enter D menu item.
That's the clear clipboard command.
Select all, enter A menu item.
Select all, of course, enter an A.
Select, toggle insert over right. Select all, enter A menu item. Toggle insert over right mode space I menu item.
Toggle insert and overwrite. By default, of course, the word processor, as pretty much all word processors, are in insert mode, but you can toggle this overwrite mode so that you can braille.
Check spelling, enter K menu item.
And the check spelling command is the last in this menu, and that's enter and K. And the check spelling command is very similar to what you might find in the, again, the slightly older versions of Word, where you have your kind of replace, replace all, skip, skip all, add word, and you can browse the selection of words that are available. So again, spell check works well. I'm going to close the edit menu.
Edit pull down menu. Insert pull down menu.
And I'm going to go to the insert menu. So I'm going to press enter here.
Set mark dialog, enter M menu item.
I'm going to come back to marks in a minute. So hold your thoughts there for a sec.
Jump, delete mark dialog back, insert from file dialog, enter I menu item.
This is an option to insert from file. The concept here is that you can just insert text from a file. So what it does is it kind of dumps the text from another file into the current document. I I'm not really sure I've ever had a need to do that, but I'm sure there are people who have, because otherwise they wouldn't have put it there. So the option exists if you want it.
Insert date, enter W menu item.
Insert date will insert the current system date.
Insert time, backspace, insert W time menu
item. Insert the system time.
Insert page break, space, backspace, enter P menu item.
Insert page break will obviously insert a page break and bring you to a new page as you're writing.
Insert tab, space, backspace, enter I menu item.
And insert a tab into your current document.
Set math mode, backspace, and menu item.
The last option here is set math mode or turn on math mode. You configure the type of math mode that you want to use in the word processor settings, which we saw in the file menu. So if you now pressed backspace and M, in my case, it would bring me into UEB math. So that's where you find that command. I'm going to close the insert menu.
Insert pull down menu. Go to pull down menu.
And I'm just going to go into the go to menu briefly.
Find dialog space F menu item.
This is the find command, space and F. Very straightforward. Find, type in what you want and press enter.
Find next, enter F menu item.
Find next, the find the next occurrence or string of text without having to type it in again is enter and F.
Find previous backspace F menu item.
Or that will do the reverse and go backwards through your document and find previous.
Find and replace dialog, enter R menu item.
This is find and replace and has a simple dialog where you type what you want to find, type what you want to replace, say if it's case sensitive, and if you want to replace all the occurrences or just one, and which direction you want to go for the search. So I typically tend to start at the top, but there could be situations where you're midway through a document and you just want to do a couple of replaces from that point on.
Go to location dialog, enter L menu item.
Go to location. So this can be, for example, a page number.
Go to previous sentence space dots 2, 3, 6 menu item.
And then we're into reading commands for sentences, paragraphs, etc., some of which we touched on earlier, so I won't go through those.
Go to pull down menu, read pull down menu.
This is the read command, the read menu, and this essentially gives you options for reading different by different units. So for example, sentence, paragraph, text from cursor to bottom, text from cursor to top, current line, etc. You can explore those, and all the shortcut keys are in there.
Layout pull down menu.
I want to just show you the layout menu just for a sec and make a couple of comments about it.
Font dialog backspace enter F menu item.
So here's where you can select your font, the font you want to use, the size of the case, the size of the text rather. And you can also then make it the default font for all new documents if you want to do that. So again, if you have situations where you're printing something and someone tells you that print is very small, you may want to go in and have a look at your font and see, can you do something with that?
Style dialog space backspace enter S menu item.
The style options are actually really powerful because, for example, you can apply heading styles to pieces of text. So you could select a line of text and apply a heading one style to it. The problem, I suppose, or not a problem, but the thing about a feature like this, and this kind of goes back to what I said at the start, is that it is difficult then when you're sort of reviewing the document to know what style has been applied because it's not immediately obvious. So it doesn't, for example, save, heading one or something like that. You can move by headings in the go-to menu, so you could do that, I suppose, but it just doesn't feel as intuitive to use as maybe a word processor on something like Word. So again, this might be a situation where you take your document that you have produced to a point on Polaris or BrailleSense 6 and bring it to some other platform.
Print paragraph layout dialog backspace dots 2, 3, 4, 6 menu item.
Print paragraph layout. It's a bit like your print settings in Word, I suppose, where you can go in and configure the layout for sending this thing to a printer.
Print document layout dialog backspace T menu item.
And this is a print document layout. So this would apply to a whole document.
Font dialog backspace enter F menu item. Layout pull down menu.
Okay, I'm going to go back out of the menu bar now. I've given you a real whistle stop tour through the menus, and I know there's a lot there. And I think people will sort of, you know, use the bits they want. But I do want to show you bookmarks before we finish, or marks as they call them, because they are kind of useful.
Cancel. Top of document employee.
I'm at the very top of this document, which says the word employee. I want to set a mark at the very top of the document. Marks are a useful way to quickly jump around documents, and you can set a total of 26 in any document. They are denoted by the letters A to Z. So you can't name a mark with a label, you just give it a letter name. To create a mark at the current cursor position, you press Enter and M for mark.
Mark name, edit box.
And I'm going to press the letter A.
A. Mark inserted.
So it's inserted a mark on the word employee. I'm going to go down to the next paragraph.
New paragraph.
I'm going to go again.
Introduction. New paragraph. At Sight and Sound Technology, employee work performance and practice are managed through the employee supervision and support process. Okay.
My cursor is on the A of at, and I want to put another mark in here. So I'm going to press Enter and M.
Mark name, edit box.
And I'm going to press B.
B. Mark inserted.
So put a mark in there. And I'm going to go down a bit long for more.
Formal super new paragraph. Objectives. The objectives of the supervision and support process can be summarized as.
And I'm going to put one here for objectives. So I'm going to create another mark. Enter M.
Mark name.
I'm going to call this
box.
One C.
C. Mark inserted.
Okay. Now I'm going to scroll a bit further down.
Comma to ensure the employee is clear about their roles. Comma to develop a supportive and positive climate.
And I'm going to press the command to jump to a particular mark. So I'm going to press Enter and J.
Jump to mark. Edit box.
And I want to go to, not to the very top of the document, I want to go to my second mark because I want to see where I put that. I'm going to press the letter B. And I'm going to read current line.
At Sight and Sound Technology.
And I'm at the A of at, which was the, I think, third paragraph where the mark was created. If I was to do Enter and J again.
Jump to mark.
And press
edit
A.
Box.
I now have.
Employee supervision and support. Policy.
So I'm at the very top of the document. So marks can be a handy way to just, if you're reading something and you want to jump back to it, stick a label in and go back. They will save with your document when you save, so they will be preserved if you open the document next time. Those marks will be there, and you can delete a mark at the cursor position.
Top of document employee, delete to mark. Edit box.
By pressing the backspace key with D. It says delete to mark. They are aware that some of the English needs to be tightened up on some of these prompts, and that will happen. But it should say, of course, delete mark. So we press A.
Delete mark.
And then it says delete mark. It should probably say, you know, mark has been deleted, and it will give you more useful information, I think. So I think the word processor is very powerful for what it does. And we probably haven't explored everything, although we've explored a fair amount of the things that you might want to do. But I hope you will get a sense that whilst it's powerful, there are certain things that you may find from an efficiency perspective easier to do on a computer with an app like Word when you're, you know, putting the final tweaks to your document. So by all means, experiment with it. Produce or create your document. But I think when you're tweaking and doing those final checks, like I wish there was a feature on the Braille Sense, and there might be someday, that would be similar to the text analyzer feature in JAWS, which in my view is one of the most underused features. And if you've attended some of our webinars before, you might have seen that, but it's another useful thing to kind of tell you exactly what is not consistent about your document. So I'm going to end my screen share, and I'm going to just Apologies. I'm going to switch the system so that people can unmute themselves. And anyone who wants now should be able to unmute if you want to ask a question. And I know, Jane, you had your hand raised. I don't know if you want to unmute yourself.
Yeah, hi. Actually, I'm calling from the US. I just had to set myself back about 8 hours.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So, yes, we do like our Nemeth here. Yes. We're not fully into the, and yes, I know I have to learn the UB stuff, but do you know if the, so I'm about to get my Braille 6 in a couple days here. Do you know if the math, if you are you know, done with a math equation, say you have everything, a worksheet all completed, can you save straight away to like a docs file so that then the teacher can see it with the proper notations and stuff?
Yes, that should work. Okay. So you create your math and then you save to a docx and give the file, and yes, that is then viewable in Word on their machine. As a docx, I think that's what you were asking. If there is any other questions, if anyone else wants to make any comments or ask any questions, please feel free to unmute yourself. If there's anything else people want to ask, you can unmute at this moment. If not, we will thank everybody for coming along. Do join us next Thursday night for the last of our sessions, when we're going to be looking at the Daisy player. Hopefully we'll be joined for that by Jenny Axler from HIMSS. But in the meantime, thanks everybody, and stay well, and we'll talk to you all soon. Good night.